You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. Raccoon rabies continues to be detected in parts of Quebec, with confirmed cases reported in the Estrie and Montérégie regions since the disease returned to the province in December 2024. Wildlife officials are continuing vaccination and surveillance efforts while reminding residents about the importance of avoiding contact with wild animals and reporting any unusual behavior. To discuss the current situation, the measures being taken to contain the outbreak, and what residents should know to protect themselves and their pets, I spoke with Marianne Gagné, biologist and rabies management coordinator with the Ministère de l'Environnement, de la lutte contre les changements climatiques, de la faune et des parcs. Can you give us an overview of the current raccoons rabies situation in Quebec? Which regions have been affected? Is it mostly common in certain areas like the Estrie or Montérégie region? And how concerned should residents be about the recent cases?
Just first of all, I have to mention that raccoon rabies made its way back in the province of Quebec back in December 2024. And it entered first in like the limit of the administrative region of Estrie and Montérégie, like just at the limit in Saint-Armand area. So and so far, that's our main outbreak as of today. And we've had a total of 199 cases since December 2024 in the province. With the region affected are really like Estrie and Montérégie. Like I mentioned, it's at the limit of the both regions. It goes up to like Farnham area as well as Mont-Saint-Hilaire, more in the Montérégie area side of the outbreak. Although we've had also a second outbreak starting in that we discovered in August of 2025. And we had cases found in the Stansted area as well as Ogden. And more recently, we've had a case found in Magog as well as Barnston West. So that's the kind of situation for more the Eastern Township area. And to answer as well your question about how the citizens should be concerned about raccoon rabies, it's a concerning situation as the raccoon rabies is still spreading on the landscape. Although it's a disease that it's fatal. So once the symptom starts, there's no way to treat the disease, and that's valid for animals, but for human as well. Although it's really easy to protect yourself against raccoon rabies because it transmits through a direct contact with saliva of an infected animal. So if you stay away from wildlife, don't touch wild animals, get your pets vaccinated, it's really easy to prevent the transmission of the disease.
Where are these raccoon rabies cases coming from? And how does the virus spread amongst raccoons and other wildlife? Are officials concerned that it could continue spreading into other regions in Quebec?
Raccoon rabies is coming from the United States. We've seen like a reemergence of an outbreak in the Burlington, Vermont area in around 2022. And despite the massive efforts that were put together by the U.S. officials to limit the spreading of the disease, to reach the province of Quebec. It made its way in 2024, like I mentioned previously. It reached the Quebec in December 2024 in Saint-Armand area. And it's right now, and we've been deploying some massive wildlife vaccination operation, mainly with spreading the distribution of vaccine baits to try to stop the spreading of the disease on the landscape. So it's concerning, although we're confident that we've done it in the past and other jurisdictions have been able to do it as well to stop the spreading on the landscape by those vaccination measures and then eradicate the disease once again from the province. It was done in the past. We were able to do it from there was an outbreak in 2006 to 2009, and we were able to eliminate the disease from the province.
What are wildlife and public health officials doing right now to contain the outbreak? Are there measures taken in place such as surveillance, testing, maybe a vaccine bait program? And how effective are these strategies being put into place to prevent the spread of rabies?
What we're doing right now, and it's been in place since 2024, for the control part of things, we do some vaccine bait distribution. We've done it in 2024. We've done it like last year as well, 2025. And there's some vaccine bait distribution that have been done in the spring. And we're going to go back again to do a vaccine bait distribution on a huge area of Estrie Montérégie region in August and September. And we've added to our current, our yearly plan for 2026, some trap vaccine release operation. It was to around the surroundings of the south shore of Montreal to protect the island of Montreal from rabies reaching that area. And we're currently doing also a small trap vaccine release operation in Magog as a response to that case that was found earlier in the spring in the area. So those are our main tools to try to stop the spreading of the disease and eliminate it again from the province. And it's been effective in the past. We were able to do it, to limit the spreading of the disease and eliminate it from the province. And it's been also successful, that kind of measures of operation. In Ontario, they've had an outbreak in 2025 in Hamilton area. And they were worried that it would reach the Great Toronto area, but they were able to prevent it. And in some areas of the northern eastern part of the United States, it was also successful in some areas. And we're also doing some hand-in surveillance, which is we ask the public to report any strange acting raccoons, skunk, or foxes. They could be paralyzed, disoriented, abnormally aggressive, or even found dead. So there's a form online that can easily be filled out, and then we're going to collect those animals if they respect our criteria. From Monday to Friday, we'll be collecting those, test those in a laboratory, and then find out if rabies is in the area. So that way it can provide really important data so we can adjust our control vaccine, our control operation, which is done by vaccination, by vaccine bait distribution, accordingly to the cases and the area that are more at risk of raccoon rabies spreading. So that's the way it works, and we're really seeking for the collaboration of the public, like I mentioned, to be able to report any strange raccoons, foxes, or skunks, or even found dead in the Estrie Montérégie region, as well as Centre du Québec, that have been added lately to our zone covered by our surveillance program.
What should residents know about protecting themselves, their families, and their pets? Are there any warning signs of a potentially rabid raccoon? And what should someone do if they encounter a wild animal behaving unusually?
There are various signs of raccoon rabies. So, and it's really, we have to test an animal to find out if it was affected by raccoon rabies. There's only a test done in a lab that can really confirm a case. Although if you see an animal, like a wild animal that seems paralyzed, disoriented, abnormally aggressive, even sometimes they're trying to bit themselves and attack some objects, or even found dead, for the animal that are still alive, the idea is just to stay away from wildlife. If you avoid any contact, you try to keep your pets also from, make sure they don't have any contact with wildlife, and don't feed any animals. Make sure you don't welcome them on your property by offering them some food sources or even shelter. You just want to keep, all kind of garbage cans really not accessible, so animals cannot feed on them. Do not feed the dogs or cats outside, because it can attract raccoon and skunks. So if you do all this, you follow all those recommendations, and the risk is really minimal. You also have to make sure your pets are vaccinated, contacting your veterinarian. And that's the way to, that way you can really protect yourself and your family and your pets against raccoon rabies. And currently there's also a ban on transporting wild animals, especially like this. It concerns raccoon, skunk, fox, as well as coyotes on the landscape. It's prohibited because if you, let's say you've got like, you caught like a raccoon that you consider as a nuisance on your property and just bring it like 2-3 kilometers away, just so you're it's somewhere else and it's not bugging you anymore. Well, it could be infected by raccoon rabies, although it could look totally healthy. And then you could that way help the spread of the disease on the landscape. And that would make our control operation, our vaccination operation, way more complicated. So that's really why we put that ban on place. And it's been in place since June 2025, and it's going to be in place for a few more months, maybe years, as long as we have raccoon rabies on the territory. Something really important as well, if it's someone, let's say you get bit or scratched or in contact with the saliva of a wild animal or, an unknown animal, let's say like a feral cat, it's really important to wash the wound or the site of the contact with soap and water for 10 to 15 minutes. And then after, seek for medical attention by phoning Info Santé 811. So problem with rabies, it's as soon as the signs of the disease appear, it's too late, it's fatal, you're going to die of the rabies. So that's why you got to react really promptly and seek for medical attention. The good news, it's like if a treatment is provided right after a contact at risk of rabies transmission, it prevents the development of signs of rabies, and you won't be affected by rabies. But you just gotta react promptly and wash the wound and contact Info Santé at 811 quickly.
Finally, where can residents find reliable, up-to-date information on confirmed rabies cases, wildlife reporting, pet vaccination recommendations, and any public health advisories? Is there one key message you'd like everyone in the estuary across Quebec to remember as this situation continues to develop?
Yeah, the good news is there's a website that is, I don't really have the address, and the easiest way to get to that website, which is a quebec.ca website, it's to just type in your browser like raccoon rabies surveillance and control or raccoon rabies reporting animal, and you're going to end up on those pages. There's a page for more like rabies and animals where we can find the list of new cases. That list is updated as soon as we have new confirmation of cases. And there's also a map showing where the cases were found. There's also all the information how to protect yourself, your pets, and also all the information related to our surveillance operation, as well as our vaccination operation. It's really updated as the operation are going to appear, are going to be conducted on the ground. So it's really the way to stay informed, and also the way to report any strange acting animals are found dead. There's an online form that can be filled out like 24/7, and our team are going to be collecting the specimen of interest on weekdays. So it's really the main source of information, and it's also available in English. So that's good news, and it's really easy to find the information you're looking for.
That was Marianne Gagné, biologist and rabies management coordinator with the Ministère de l'Environnement, de l'Adulte, contre les changements climatiques, de la faune et des parcs, discussing the ongoing rabies situation in Quebec. Residents are encouraged to avoid contact with wild animals, keep their pets vaccinated, and report any raccoons, skunks, or foxes showing unusual behavior through Quebec's wildlife surveillance resources. Updated information on confirmed cases, prevention measures, and reporting procedures is available through Quebec's government's website. For CJMQ 88.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard.